For many Texas families, tax-free shopping is a back-to-school tradition. This weekend, swap those folders for flashlights and binders for batteries. Emergency supplies are tax-exempt starting Saturday, April 23rd. It's a first for Texas to help folks stock up for severe weather season. But families intent on cleaning out the hardware store better check the state's tax-free list before they buy. In the last 4 months, Texans have endured deadly tornadoes, massive hailstorms, and catastrophic flooding. People in the Lone Star State have no choice but to take severe weather seriously, which is why lawmakers decided to make getting prepared a tax holiday.
Anyone who's lived through a Texas spring knows that this weather isn't getting any more predictable. So we really are hoping that folks get out there and take advantage of this weekend.
Chris Bryan with the Texas Controller's Office says from first thing Saturday morning until last thing Monday night, emergency preparation supplies are exempt from state and local sales tax.
The last couple weeks of weather really have highlighted the point that it's too late to wait until an emergency happens to become prepared for it.
Before you speed race to Home Depot, check the controller's website. Not everything is tax-free. For example, chainsaws are a no-go. Same goes for car batteries and camp stoves. And in the yes column, fire extinguishers, smoke detectors, cell phone batteries, and chargers too. Not to mention hatchets, most coolers, and hand-cranked weather radios. You can also get bigger ticket items like hurricane shutters and emergency ladders that cost less than $300. And you can buy as many as you want.
There is no limit, but this really is geared towards emergency preparation.
The priciest item that's tax-exempt? Generators, costing up to $3,000. Lowe's sells one for $2,700, meaning you'll save between $169 and $222 in sales tax, depending on where you live. Unless, of course, you decide to buy 10 of them. Courtney Collins, KERA News.